Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Game Boys. This is going to be a special edition. We are doing a Road to Sparta edition. Joining me to my right, Jonathan Tynes, across from me, Stephen Roth. Welcome to Game Boys. I have some dates coming up. Let's get right to it. In Brea at the Improv, January 22nd, 8 p.m. That's coming up this Wednesday. Get your tickets, breaimprov.com. Promo code William for free tickets. And then the 28th of January at the Ontario Improv is the next open mic, 6 p.m., 5:30 signups and doors. And then February 1st, we're back at the Hideaway for another comedy drop-in hour. It's going to be a good time. Jonathan, where are you going to be, dog?
January 25th, I'll be at No Clue Brewery. You can't find the tickets because there aren't any. February 1st, I'm going to be at the Hideaway Cafe. Same with those tickets. There are none. And February 20th, want to see us... The Hideaway? Back to the Grind?
Back to the Grind.
I don't know where it is.
January 25th, I will also be at No Clue Brew. Here's to hoping I don't get jumped this time. February 7th, I will be in Fullerton with the Good Nick, Bad Nick show. And then I believe I have something in March at Long Beach, but it's not completely confirmed yet. So look out for that, hopefully.
Maybe you're not supposed to tell us.
Yeah,
maybe you know.
Wow, Jesus.
Still in the works.
Yeah, you didn't get a confirmation email, nothing? You just throwing that shit out there?
Yeah, dude. He was like, I'll put you on.
Signed you. Word. Signed an NDA and everything. Whatever, dude. That's how you lose careers. All right.
That's how Me Too happens.
January 23rd, I am in Ontario, California at the VFW number 2085 at 1341 East D Street on that D Street in Ontario. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. Tickets are $5. There's a 50-50 drawing. There's food specials. It's me, Linnea D, Eileen Callow, and Mike Cano. Should be fun. It's going to be a good time. I think I'm doing 17 hours of material, so come out for one of them. It'll be great. And that's where I'll be February. I can't say anything yet because I don't have anything. I'm not looking.
All right, and last but definitely not least, March 3rd at the Ontario Improv, Buddy System's next comedy show. I'll be hosting, Jay Light's headlining, Nicole Buchanan featuring. It's going to be a fucking legit show. Now, with all that out of the way, let's start our episode.
Listen.
We're here, back at the Free Dome.
I appreciated the urban flair to the theme song. It was very like...
Yeah, who mixed that for you guys?
Nick Cardona.
Yeah, shout out to Nick Cardona. I don't know where he is anymore, but...
We threw a couple of drops in there, because why not?
Because it's fun.
Yeah, good times, great times, good people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick Cardona. We appreciate you. Probably not listening.
Wherever you are.
Nick, where you at?
Yeah, really, where have you been? Living the dream, being a rock star?
Probably.
Yeah. So, we're here... On this first edition of the Road to Sparta. You guys aren't ready.
And it's going great because we're eating french fries.
Oh, yeah. I'm being very
I'm
conscious
not eating
about
french
my
fries.
Health.
I would like to point
I'm
out.
Trail mix for a trail run.
I'm going to die.
Well, yeah. I don't think those two are.
I've been working out.
Yeah, why would they call it that?
This is the most water I've had in probably like 2 months. So, yeah.
It's just carbs, bro.
There's peanuts in there.
Dude, you can't chew in the mic like that.
Oh, there's definitely peanuts in there.
How prepared do you think you guys are?
Oh, if we were to do it tomorrow, oh, dead.
By the time it gets here, I'll be ready.
When is it? I don't know the exact date.
10K? I don't know.
Yeah, do you guys know what you're signing up for?
No. Nope. I don't even know if I've signed
up. Not at all.
I don't think I've signed anything.
You will. William Henderson's going to find the description of it.
Oh. You're going to drop a link that I have to put my signature on?
Because eventually, yeah. I mean, you got to sign for insurance and then registration
put
fees.
Put a down payment.
But you get a dope, like a dope medal. Like this one's cool, but the one you get for the trail run is way cooler.
Way more cool.
I'm going to have to get like new shoes. I'm going to have to
No. Well, I mean, you should train in the shoes you're going to run.
Exactly, yeah.
So I don't know if you necessarily want
shoes
brand
now.
New shoes.
I don't have shoes now.
Nothing? You can run in Converse, dude.
No.
Yeah.
I've got a pair of Nikes that are beat to hell.
Mm. What kind of shoes are you going to get?
Something that can run a trail.
I don't know. Well, Jonathan said he's been working out, though.
But, like, when I say working out, I mean, like, I'll run, like, 3 days a week, and then I'm like, I could take a break. And then now that you have the dice thing going, I've been trying to, like, roll. Like, it's like an activity.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, what am I going to do today? And then I do it, and I'm like, burpees again.
Cool. Yeah, I know. I got burpees a couple times. It's terrible.
I got squats back-to-back days, and I was like, fuck. Yeah.
For the listeners who don't know what we're talking about.
I had to look up how to do a burpee because I didn't know.
Oh, really?
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 I've heard it before, but I was like, I don't know what that is. And I watched like a three-minute video on it.
3 minutes. It takes like 4 seconds to learn how to do it.
Not for him.
they broke it down real slow.
He watched one GIF for 3 minutes.
I'm trying to commit. I'm trying to commit to things.
When they had the plié squat, I was like, what is
that? Oh, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, and then I Googled it, and they're like, it's just a squat with your feet out 45-degree angles. I'm like, that's how I squat normally.
That's
like,
I got bad hips. So bad. That's
how I do it. I have bad hips and bad knees, so I have to squat that way.
I don't know if you should participate in this.
Oh, dude,
you
know, I've torn my meniscus twice. So,
yeah, but we're hiking. We're hiking. Yeah. We're doing 10K. Yeah. You guys do know that much, right?
Yeah.
I do feel a little prepared, though. Like, this is just a... Because I was training to be a Marine, guys.
In your head?
No. Like, I went to PT.
I'm so excited for where this goes.
I went to PT. I ran a lot of miles.
I was going to be a Marine, guys.
No, listen.
Then they measured you, and they're like,
you're
you know
disrespecting
what?
A future U.S. Army officer.
Could have been.
And then they saw my flat feet, and like, nope, sorry, son.
Really?
That's so strange.
I heard that you can develop an arch. I don't know how legit that is, but
I've heard that my whole life. There's no arch yet.
Maybe you just suck.
Are they running wrong? Are they physically flat?
You want to see?
Let's see.
Yeah.
I've never seen flat feet before.
Put your dick away, William Henderson.
Dude, I think you and I have the same socks.
Oh wow!
Yeah, son. Look at that.
Huh?
Damn, dude.
Flat as a board.
You just need to stretch those things.
How am I gonna stretch the arch in?
That's kind of gross. I gotta be honest with you,
dude.
That kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, that looks like a fake foot.
It looks.
I have a wooden foot.
I want to measure my arch now. I'm like, how arch is my archie?
It looks swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does look. I think it's because I have this extra bone right here.
Wait.
You can count to 11 on your feet.
Like, no one I know has this, like, bone as pronounced as I do. So I think it's like...
It's a bone spur.
Yeah. This is the first time I've heard about an extra bone that didn't refer to someone's dick.
Yeah. have you ever, like, gotten it looked at? Also, you can put your foot...
Why is it on the table, dude? He eats here.
Nasty. When did you guys get a proper look? Yeah, I've gone to, what are they called? A podiatrist?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I've been to, like, a couple, and they keep giving me inserts, and I keep not wearing them. Because I don't need to wear them, because my feet feel fine.
Your feet don't hurt?
And you wonder why you haven't developed an arch. They're like, here's these things that are going to help you develop an arch. And you're like, I'm not going
to eat it. Dude, they keep giving me the stupid like plastic ones that you have to put in every day. It's bullshit.
You're going to take a medical official medical person's advice and then just throw it out the window.
What's the downside of having flat feet?
The downside is that my feet can break a lot easier. The whole reason they don't let you do it in the Marines is because like when you're like holding packs and shit, it's like weighing you down, so your feet can just splat.
Maybe you need a good break.
Tugging at my ass.
You reset it.
Yeah. Yeah, one good break.
Yeah. Just some good foot binding for Jonathan Tynes.
Just break it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the foot doesn't have a spring.
No. The foot is a spring, right?
But that's not like not that's like what that. It's
supposed to right. be. Without an arch. Right. Without an arch, there's no spring.
Right.
I run on the ball of my feet more, which you're supposed to do, but I have no choice.
It was weird in high school when I was in or middle school when I was running track. Fucking only because there was no baseball in middle school. They always told the long distance runners to run heel to toe. And then when I got to college and took like a physical fitness for life class, which I clearly didn't pay attention to or take seriously.
It was a physical fitness for the semester
class. Yeah, it basically was. They were like, even if you're running long distance, run on the balls of your feet. And that's how I always run.
The ball of the foot is a weird term because I look at it and I'm like, it doesn't look like a ball.
Hey,
like,
I don't get it either.
Yeah. Whatever.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, if you look at...
Can we call it a plateau?
Yeah. How your feet like kind of impact the ground.
My feet do hurt a lot whenever I'm on a skateboard. Like, if I'm pushing for a long time...
That's because you're black, though.
That's that's true. It doesn't agree with my selection. My complexion.
What's your... I mean... What's your idea of like a physically fit? What activity should you be able to complete? Workout or activity in general? What should a physically fit person be able to do with ease? With just run?
Dude,
just
lots of stuff.
Yeah.
monkey bars.
Monkey bars. I feel like are more coordination than
if you can do that salmon ladder.
It's strength. Strength.
Dude, I want to find
dude,
one
if
of
you
those.
Do a salmon ladder, I'm like, you are.
What's a salmon? I don't know what that is.
It's where it's like a bar, right? And you go to
the next
the
Ninja Warrior
up.
Shit?
Yeah.
Or like the ones with like the pegs.
Yeah.
The pegs, I bet I'd be good
pegs,
at that.
So you could do that.
Anytime I think about the Spartan race, I always think of like a really long Ninja Warrior course.
Yeah.
It's like that, just more distance between obstacles.
So if we make this, do we do Ninja Warrior next? Do we sign
dude.
Up Ninja Warrior?
And all embarrass ourselves on national TV?
They always make it look so... I feel like it's not that difficult, to be honest with you.
I think you're dead wrong.
No.
You get to the warped wall, and you're like, oh, God. Oh,
okay, Lord. Maybe that wall where it, like,
yeah,
I get, with that
wall.
One, I mean, I got some hops.
You
got
to run up it? Yeah, with your flat feet?
Hey, listen, man.
when you have to run, jump, and then grab a thing
and pull yourself up. That's the hard part.
You've
the easy part is getting
hit. You've been relying on your arch your whole life. I've had to work without it. I made do.
He's like Bane in the shadows.
You guys are verbally committed to this 10K, though, so...
I mean, what's 10K? Is it, like, 5 miles?
Yeah.
If there was a time limit, I think I'd be training harder. But because there's no time limit, I'm like, pacing it.
Yeah, but we'll leave your ass behind.
Yeah, I'll leave you in the fucking wilderness, dude.
I'm not expecting you guys to stay with me.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to be in a pack.
We want to try and do this as a team. We still want to do it.
But if you're going to hold us back, dude, we have no problem cutting that rope.
I'm not going to be held back, all right?
My inner bitch is going to come out the first 2 miles. And, like, if someone doesn't smack it out of me,
you'll
get
through it.
You'll
get through it.
Yeah. I'm competitive. Anytime I think someone's, like, better than me than something, I'll be like, if I just last longer than they do, I'll be fine.
You just got to outlast me because I'm definitely going to be last.
Not even
I don't
trying.
Know. Whoever's going, like, slower than the fastest person, I'm going to try to go as fast as
that. When we were doing the miles, I was clocking some fast miles.
Yeah, like 8 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Maniac.
Yeah.
8 miles per hour or eight minute miles?
8 minute miles.
That's different.
Yeah, I was doing 8 minute miles. Because you were doing like 12, 13
minute
miles.
Yeah, I ain't running no
8
minute mile. You can go fuck yourself.
I was doing like 8 minute miles and doing like two
That's
and a half.
That's how you get flat feet.
And then doing 2.5 miles. Doing 2.5 miles with no water in my system.
No.
And dying halfway through.
Like, I ran 3 yesterday at, like, an 11 and a half-ish pace, and that was, like...
That's a good pace.
I'm good. That was... Yeah. Yeah.
When you catch a good stride, and you're like, oh, I can stay at this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, you guys are committing to this, the following, May 17th.
Oh, I had pulled that up.
2020 is a Big Bear Trail 10K that means no obstacles, but... Here's the description. Big Bear Mountain Resort is a ski area in Southern California. Care to take a guess why ski areas make such great race venues for Spartan races?
Oh, God.
That's right, hills.
Wait. So it's like...
You won't be short on elevation gain during this race, taking place on Snow Summit Mountain.
You know, I didn't know where this was happening.
Can it's access elevations so as high as 8,200 feet.
Oh, fuck.
And take you back down to 1,200 feet.
This is where Tony Ferguson, the UFC fighter, trains, is in Big Bear. He runs miles in Big Bear.
I'm gonna
die.
There's this fine. Just in Marine training, when you have to do the crucible.
Here we go. What Marine shit.
What about it, Flatty?
Apparently. There's this thing called the Reaper where you have to, like, it's like a very, it's a real steep hill, steep hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot where I was going with that. Never mind, carry on.
Dude, if you can't finish this race, I'm glad you're not fighting for our freedom. Let me just say that.
What's the strategy?
The strategy?
For going up the hill.
Oh, man.
Because there was, when we did the first Spartan race, there was a hill toward the beginning that it was like, I can't go up this.
Straight up, nope.
It was fucking, it's like, I think I was explaining it to Aaron as like, it's a hill that if you were walking by, you would look up it and you'd be like, I can't go up that. Like,
I have to go around.
Yeah, I have to go around that.
I think if it's a real steep hill, I'm like, I'm walking this first one and then, and then I'm going
to. Oh, I'm not running any hills.
No.
No, I found that out the hard way.
No. Like when I hear people, they're like, "Oh, I run hills." I'm like, "Why?"
You feel like an animal.
But like that. But like running hills isn't running what they set up for. Okay. Like that's just fucking absurd. Like it's like
yeah, I'm imagining a ski slope, but when you go down, so now you're going up.
Yeah,
and it's like this.
I imagine they're gonna have us go crosswise. You can't. There's no way you can go straight up, right? I mean.
He's like, yeah, they're going to make you go straight up.
No. What they're going to do is they're going to... So every ski lift, there's a nice clearing in the middle so that everyone can have a fun, great time. And then there's the rough on both sides. So what they're going to do is start you on the rough on one side, and then you're going to probably do 2 miles diagonally across this fucking slope into the other rough, and then do it again, and then again. Then they're going to make you come down thinking that you're almost done. Psych, no, you're not.
Do it again?
Yeah. That was lap number one. Do it again.
Do you think it'll be laps, or do you think it'll be one long trail?
I think it's going to be one long trail.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it's laps, that's more hell, because I hate repetitiveness.
Same.
Like, but if it's a one long shot, I'm like, I can do that.
And that was the nice thing about the Spartan race, is that there was no quitting point.
Mm.
Like, when we did it the first, like, they don't give you the option. Like, hey, if you need to, you can stop now. It's like, nope, you got to keep going.
Like, I know you just vomited, but
paid money for this.
Yeah, there's only one way to get out of this, and that's forward.
Oh. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
If I blow my knee out, one of you's got to carry me.
Well, that happened on the last race.
We got to cut a rope, man. It is how it is.
We left Alec behind, actually. Yeah. We just left him there in the wilderness.
Wait, you were with Alec?
Yeah.
Which Alec?
Did you ever wonder why he's not coming to open mics anymore?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
we left him.
Realistically, 20% of that is our fault because he couldn't.
He couldn't
20%
walk.
Of him quitting is our fault because he couldn't get to mics.
Did he blow his knee out when
he? No, he just didn't train.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking about mics still this part?
Both.
Both.
I feel like you can't Bert Kreischer like machine this shit.
No.
We were like, I'm just not going to train and do it. Like,
No.
It won't can, be, but it's going to be rough.
It won't be like.
You know what this means for me is I have to start getting up at fucking 4:30 in the morning and running in
well,
the
Well, one of you guys please start so I can do it too because I can't do it on
right?
my own.
We should start a 4 a.m. club, dude.
Yeah, because I know.
Out of your fucking
been,
mind.
We'll start time snapping our posts. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I have to go to work at 7:30 in the morning. So if I have to wake up to run, it's like I got to be up at like 4:30, 5:30.
But there's no way I can live the life that I live and
get up
early.
Yeah, like if I'm doing a mic and it's 11:30 till the mic is done and I'm getting home at 1 in the morning and then I gotta wake up at 4 and then I gotta do a fucking 9-hour shift.
You can't do that.
I'll be dead by Thursday.
You can, however, go on a 20-minute run on your lunch break.
Fuck that.
And not eat my food?
Get the fuck
eat
out
while
of
you
here,
run.
Dude. What are you talking about?
That's how you choked
about?
It out.
Oh, well.
George, have you ever done that?
I'm to die.
Run on my break?
No, I know you've done that. But ate while you were running?
Yeah.
Like a meal? Or not,
oh, no,
not
no, no.
fucking applesauce, dude. That don't count.
That's, like just that's still a meal. My body doesn't know the difference.
No, that's
he's
liquid.
On the trail tossing trail mix into his mouth.
See, this is the best thing, right?
I don't know. That's really just a morale booster at that point.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. It's one of those things where I'm going to have to like look at my schedule and be like, I have to be at home at this time. Like I did it today. Like I was like, if I have to wake up for work, I have to leave this place at like 11.
It's an endurance race though. So you're not trying to build strength. There's no obstacles. You're just trying
stamina.
To drop weight and increase your cardio load. So
dude, I have a nice suit at home and I put it on and I was like a little tight in it. And I was like, you know what? I got to drop that weight.
And this is a perfect way to have to run. What does 10K work out to? Fucking 6 miles?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Right?
Fucking,
so maybe
British
7, 6 point.
How far is 10K in miles?
5K is like 3 miles, so.
6.21.
Oh, she didn't talk. What a whore.
Fucking slut.
Fucking dumb
Well,
bitch.
I mean, she's good because she knows her place.
That's pretty far.
6.2.
That's further than I thought.
I mean, I think I've
what
ran.
What did you think it was?
Like 5-ish?
I've ran like 3.5, and I feel like I can do more.
Oh,
if I didn't
I
give
can,
up.
I can definitely run 6 straight on flat rant land. Mm.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
that.
But the
I'll run all day.
Being, yeah,
I'll just
I know.
Get bored.
I saw the thing when you ran like 13 miles.
No, so I only ran like 11.
Whatever. This guy.
Double
it wasn't 13. It was just 11.
I mean, that is an extra 2. That's pretty far.
That's fucking. That's
we're still double digits.
10,560 feet.
Don't tell me the feet.
5,280 per mile.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's but disgusting. When you when you run, you hit like 3 at a time, so it's not like 5,280 steps.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I hate hearing the numbers.
Dude,
it just sounds
it's so big.
Fucking ski hills, though.
Dude.
That's what sounds
awful
about that.
It's going to be fun. Don't worry.
Yeah. And we're going to do it as a team. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Are you going to run high?
Yeah,
for sure.
Dude, nah, man. I'm going to freak the fuck out.
I'll freak the fuck out.
We got super lit the first time.
We got
hella
baited.
Hella baited.
I'll start running, and I'm like, what's even happening? Why am I even here? Who are these people?
You're going to have to zone out, dude.
You want to dissociate.
I will definitely dissociate.
Yeah, you want to be having an out-of-body experience.
Running through my trauma.
Like, look at this guy just running. You want to be looking at it like Grand Theft Auto, like the original Grand Theft Auto.
I'm up and above.
Bird's eye view. Yeah, that's what you want. You don't want to be involved.
Assassin's Creed.
Fucking Big Bear.
You're gonna feel
just get a cabin.
You feel so. Oh,
do you want to go?
Don't spending more money.
No, I was gonna say, do you want to go like once every like 2 or 3 weeks up to Big Bear and run 2 miles up to Big Bear at elevation just so you can feel?
I don't know about every month, but I do. I'd be down to do it once.
Once, yeah. Just to see what it's like.
I've never even been there, so.
Yeah, but you want to put in as much work as you can.
Yeah, but you would know what work to put in if you started doing it at elevation. If you did it once at elevation, you'd be like,
or
oh.
We can get an elevation mask and
those don't work.
Swap
don't
it around.
I talked
no?
To, no, I talked
really?
To training people. They're like, no, that's bullshit.
Oh, training
that's
mask
sad.
Doesn't. Boss Rudin's mask is cool, but it doesn't. It's not like working at elevation. It's just working under like less oxygen. But hit Boss Rudin.
Is that
Rudin
not
ones,
the same thing?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Because of the available oxygen. Like, you're not. With the mask, all you're doing is constricting your airflow. Like the training mask specifically.
Also, it's just harder, physically harder to breathe.
It's just physically harder to breathe in and out. But I think the idea
that sounds dangerous.
You need to be able to, it's either in or out. But one of them, you need to have like, you need to be able to empty your lungs. And with the mask, you can't. Because at the end, there's just too much pressure you have to put and not enough air. So you need a free-flowing exhale, I believe. And then a narrow inhale.
But good luck with that, unless you want to put a tube in your mouth, you know? Yeah.
I think we should try once, do like 3 or 4 miles at that elevation. Just once
in like
before.
April?
Yeah, like a
before.
Month before.
Yeah,
and
that
just
makes
to
sense.
See what it's like.
I think it's going to break us because we're going to be like, I can't do it.
Yeah, do a 5K.
We'll do a 5K up there. George, why the fuck are you being a bitch about this right now?
I just don't want to do hills. I just don't want to drive up there. I'll be completely honest. It's mostly the drive.
I'll drive.
I'd like to do it. No!
You've fallen asleep on the mountain. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, you're not even allowed in my car. I'm going to strap you to the top.
Dude, I was with my roommate. She was driving home. The moment I got in, I was out. She was like, I don't know how you do it. I was like, I don't know how I made it all the way to Seattle and back.
So ridiculous, dude. That's why I worry about my girlfriend, because when she rides with me, it's like 5 minutes in the car.
Yeah.
Gone. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I can't sleep in cars.
No.
So
I immediately
That's why
pass
I'm
out.
Worried about this Boise trip. It's going to be a 14-hour drive, and I'm not going to sleep at all during it. So
you will.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Not the drive. Not the drive. I won't. I won't. I guarantee you I won't.
For me, I nod off it for like half an hour at a time, but I just keep doing it.
I'll just like close my eyes and relax, but I won't fall asleep.
So we'll go and Will can drive. Since you don't have
I don't have to drive him down.
If I still have that charger, fuck yeah. I'll take that bitch anywhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, so if we do it in April, what's the weather like in April?
It's nice,
right?
It's nice.
Fair.
In April. Yeah, it's
fair.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, I hope there's snow.
No.
No, my God, I hope there's not snow.
No, it'll be like 70 degrees up there because it'll get like 95 down here
in
April.
Yeah, it'll be hot.
Yeah.
Cool. That'll be fun. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm down. I just don't want to drive. I just
well, Uber there, dude.
I'll drive someone else's car. I'm worried about my car making it. Mm-hmm.
But you just, it'll be back. It'll be all good as new and safety recalled and washed, I'm sure.
We'll see. I've never made the drive up there, so I don't know how treacherous it is.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad.
It's not? Okay. Because I wanted to go in the winter for like go skiing or just to go like in the snow. And I was worried. I was like, I
for
don't
a
know.
Mountain drive, it's pretty good. There's plenty of turnabouts and there's plenty of places to like.
So like my little car would be, even in the winter, would be okay.
You just need some. Well, there's some weather like this year when they got snowed out. You needed like 2 sets of chains. You needed 4 chains total. And 4-wheel drive, or they just weren't straight up, weren't letting you up the mountain.
Yeah, but it was bad. It was a real bad snow. So.
Yeah.
In April, you'd be fine. You just have to worry like is my car gonna overheat? You know that kind
right,
of stuff.
Right.
So.
And it has done that coming from like Victorville through those mountains. You know, we know when the fucking 15 gets fucked up and you go through the mountains. Yeah.
Right,
but that was a different
thing. We'll take George's car. Will can drive. I'll sit in the back and then I'll pass out.
And Jonathan's going to pay for gas.
Yeah.
Someone's paying for grass and gas.
I'll give you ass, dude, if you want.
I'll do grass fucking happily.
Right, fine.
We're, all right, so, fuck. We're just committing to more things now. This is April 1 5K.
We can figure it out.
What is that stadium one you guys were talking about?
Oh, that's in July. You're going to do that too.
Hold on.
For sure. For sure.
Hold on. What is
it? We're just being signed up for things we didn't even agree to.
Yeah, well.
What is it?
It's a Spartan race inside Angel Stadium.
Mm. Listen, I'm not
And
an
how
Angel
long?
Fan.
How?
It's a 5K.
It's a 5K.
I'll be honest with you guys. The last time they told us it was going to be 5K, it was longer than 5K.
Oh, come on.
It was like 5K is 3.26 or something like that.
No. Listen, I can't.
And it was 4 miles.
I can't go.
So, yes, you can.
I can't go one because I'm a Giants fan. I'm not setting foot in Angel Stadium.
First of all, they're in different leagues. Okay, fucking chill.
They're in Los Angeles. I love Anaheim so much because Disneyland is there. I don't want to tarnish it with some running bullshit.
Dude, it's fun. I'm telling you.
You're not going to tarnish it. When you're done, it's going to be the best experience
you're going to feel more accomplished than you've ever felt in your entire life.
Whenever someone says that about something, I was like, I feel about it as accomplished as when I started.
It's better than sex.
It's not better than sex.
It is.
It is.
It is. And I wouldn't say it if it wasn't. It is. It is a life-changing experience. It does offer you a lot of...
It shows you what you're capable of, bro.
I hate hearing that from motivational speakers. Like, you have no idea what
you're
capable of.
I'm not trying to motivate you. I'm letting you know the reward at the end is worth it.
You're so much more capable than
also,
you know.
Also, when you finish, they give you the best banana you've ever eaten in your whole life.
When I would do jiu-jitsu, man, after like a hard open mat, like 2 hours of rolling, we would crack a beer, Bud Light. Like, this is the greatest beer.
That's the thing. They'll have beer there too.
Oh my god!
So you can get a beer after.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was free. You get one for one free, but Aaron said he just kept getting free ones because he wasn't running. They just kept seeing him, and they were like, "Yeah, hey man, that's why you threw up."
He threw up.
He didn't run, and he threw up.
So that's July?
Yeah, that's July. July 20, I think it's the 26th or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're going to get ready for this 10K, so you'll be in shape for that.
Yeah
it's just you're like, just you just keep going.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's depending if I don't spiral out of control and get into a crazy. Like,
I'll tell you what, after you do, I mean, I don't know what the trail is like, but after our Spartan race, like, I couldn't do shit for, like, a while. Like, it was a minute before. Like, I was so sore
It's on a Sunday. I saw it on the map. It's on a Sunday.
On the Lord's Day.
I can't imagine going to work the next
day. Dude, but then you get to
wheel it in. I'm going to wear the medal. I'm like, this is why.
Yeah, exactly. You get to tell people. I'm like, I did a Spartan race. Like,
dude,
what's
we
that?
Wore our shirts like that.
Dude, I work with a bunch of Mexican ladies. They're going to be like, I don't know what that is. It's Spartan.
You got to tell them, listen, bitch. I basically did what all your family did for fun.
Yeah, I paid. Look at these abs. That's what you should do.
I would love abs. But
dude, we're going to get there,
yeah,
bro.
Just train for this.
Get there, man. You just got to put your mind to it, dude.
Dude, we've already started running hills.
Jonathan had barely abs.
They're just barely.
He had abs. I don't know if he still does.
I'm surprised you're not as athletic as, like.
I'm pretty athletic, man. Yeah. Tell me you do something right now.
It's natural for your people.
Flat feet, dude. I don't know what.
Dude, yeah,
biology is like, nah.
I've overcome flat
you're so,
feet.
You're so
You
confident.
Guys are held back by your arches. It's
you're
okay.
So
you
confident.
Flat feet,
yeah, I know. Because I know what I'm
nuts.
Capable of. I know what I can do.
When are we going to go for a run together?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Right now? Nothing.
Let's
just fucking go.
Dude,
there's two hills I've been waiting
I'm
to
off
run.
For the next 3 days. I got time.
Wow.
Boots, right?
Yeah, no. I'm going to drown.
I might be able to do Wednesday.
We're all free in the mornings, usually. I'm not free Wednesday.
I work in the mornings. Mm-hmm. I work every morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about like Saturday mornings though?
Oh yeah, I'm free on the weekends too.
I'm usually free Saturday mornings. Yeah.
George. We can do a Rubidoux run.
Oh yeah,
oh,
that
my
sounds
God.
Fun. We did that before our Spartan race. It's actually not that bad.
No, it's not.
I've done it before. It's just that anytime I like go any amount of speed above walking, I always eat shit for whatever reason.
And so Mister, I'm so athletic.
You guys ever longboarded down a mountain? You guys know what I'm talking about.
Why would I longboard down a mountain? That's just
fucking live, dude.
Dumb,
I don't know what you're
dude.
Doing.
No, exactly. I want to live.
Get
so I'm not gonna
your
do
lungs,
that.
Son. It's all right.
Oh my god, that sounds terrifying. To be honest with you.
I don't know. I feel like, in all seriousness, the only thing my flat feet would hold me from is probably the inclines, because I know that going upwards a lot it hurts my feet.
If you go like straight in and try to like
we're going to get you inserts.
But like,
don't get use them. You're going to fucking use them.
But like, if you go like sideways, because like that's what we had to do.
Yeah, there was some point. There was one hill that we were talking about the other day, like one of the last hills, that it was so steep and you had to go down it that you couldn't walk down it. You had to like kind of almost sit and
slide,
take it at it sideways.
Yeah,
like,
it was weird.
You're like, I'm not sure we're supposed to go down this. I don't know if this is still part of the trail.
It's all just dangerous. This is some dude being like, yeah, I could do it.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. But then there's like 100-mile trail races.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're being
bitches. Spartan
has
one of those.
Do they really?
Yeah, they have an ultra.
Oh, wait, is that what those are?
Yeah, ultra. Yeah,
is that
ultra.
Just to, that's purely for like, I can do this. Like, that's like a, I can
yeah.
do this.
Those are those are mental people. Those people are like, I need to mentally prove to myself that I can do this.
Andrew Pupa. You guys know Andrew?
No.
Yeah. Running joke on IG.
He's a comic in LA. Mm, he does ultra marathons.
He'll post his fucking like run. I went on a run today. Dude, so, that's called a marathon.
Yeah,
fuck you.
It's like 27 miles.
Yeah, Cameron Haynes runs a marathon every day.
I just don't know how you have time for
that. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I wish I had that kind of free time because then I could go on the long runs that I need to. Like I wanted to try and fit a run in today, but it's like I need to run at least for today. I would have had to have run for like 30 minutes for it to really count. If that makes sense. Like, I don't want to go out and run a mile.
I think I'm going to have to start doing them in between from when I get off work to when there's a mic. I'm going to have to run.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. If you have time, that's the. Also, you'll feel better at the mic.
Yeah.
Feel looser. Yeah. For sure.
I'll be freshly showered
in the morning. That's going to change.
Fuck morning runs, dude. Especially right now because it's cold as shit.
Dude, when the air hits your, like, the back of your nose, it's terrible.
Run faster.
Good, I'll sleep.
But when it starts,
it's going to make it worse.
If it's cold, run faster.
When it starts to warm up, that's the best time to go because when it gets hot, it blows dick. Yeah. It's like 100 degrees out.
You're telling me, dude, I've made some bad decisions in the summer. It's like, I'm going to go for a 6-mile run. No water. Yeah,
that's
sure.
That whole running challenge we had was fucking stupid because we did it in the summertime and you were running like 6 miles a day.
That was
we
on
did?
Purpose. Yeah. Yeah,
it was 103 one time when I ran.
Yeah. I would pick the hottest point in the day just to be like, no one else is going to do it. So.
I had one moment when I was doing that run where I ran past a guy and he gave me like a nod. And I was like, I don't deserve that nod.
You out. Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Yeah, you do. Running in 90 degree weather.
It is fun. Black
I do the
dudes.
Same thing when I have a dog.
Black dudes give you shout outs.
Yeah. Dude, they should give me a shout-out when my light is on in my tank because that'll take me another 30 miles. They really did. Just
yeah, man.
Damn, you ran that fast? Yeah, I did. Watch me do it again.
Dude, I'm going to need more fries, dude.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's so anti-10K.
So weak.
I already finished mine.
I have nothing. I want you to hear this.
But honestly. That's so gross. Honestly, like some fries. If you're working out hard, you'll be fine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What's her name? Courtney DeWalter. She just eats junk food.
She's candy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but she's an outlier. You know, those people are fucking.
Well, she's also an ultra. Any person running an ultra is an outlier.
I agree.
So
I feel like we could get there.
I think so, too. I like don't think years. It's a physical thing.
It's mental.
Yeah, because I think evolutionarily we're supposed to run where we've been designed for it.
Even anything more than like three, like. At 3 miles, I'm like, ugh, this is getting boring now.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
After
was
three.
Thing that Eddie Izzard ran like 23 marathons in a month.
Fuck that.
Yeah, he like ran them in a row,
in
right?
In a row,
yeah.
And his like, feet were falling apart. We're like literally coming apart.
And it's like,
they
why?
had to like wrap his toes together because they were falling off. That's it was just horrible.
Gross.
Goggins, he broke his foot in the middle of the run and then just kept running. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you should stop running. He's like, they don't know me, son. They don't know me.
He had a pulmonary embolism. Mid-run.
Hold on. What is that? He doesn't even
I think it has something to do with, like, I think it's a blood clot going through your system. I think that's what that is. I think you can Google it. I don't fucking know. I Googled it before when I first read about it. I mean, the pulmonary embolism, and then he went to the med bay, and then he came back and started running. I think it's a blood clot passing through your...
A condition in which one or more arteries in the lungs become blocked by a blood clot.
Yeah, see?
So it's specifically in the lungs, yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Gives you shortness of breath.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So he had a pulmonary embolism, went to the thing, and he was like, I'm fine. And then he had 50 more miles to run.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. What a maniac.
That doesn't even compute. How long would that take us?
50 miles, dude.
At a 12-minute pace.
Yeah, I'm not running anything over a 12, anything past a 600 anything in the
minutes.
Double digits, I'm running at 12
Those
minutes.
Those people dude. Who run overnight for
10 hours?
That's 10 hours.
Dude, he ran 14 miles in the wrong direction.
Oh, my God.
at that point, give up.
Also, why is not somebody fucking watching him?
You're on a trail, and then you're like, I think it's that way.
Where's the advisors, man?
Yo, for real, there's like hiking spots right by my place here, and I want to run the trails, but I'm afraid I'm going to get attacked by a mountain lion.
Yeah. Just walk them. Dude, take a knife. You'll be fine.
Like, you know, like, because well, runners always find the dead body, right? But I'm
fine
pretty
with
sure
that.
I'm going to be the dead body. Like, I didn't drink water for like a week. I went and ran 5 miles.
Catch me like when I'm peaking in April right before our Big Bear 5K. I might feel like an animal. Be like, don't fuck up a mountain lion right now,
take down
dude.
A mountain lion.
Dude, I will run right next to you until you die from exhaustion.
I'll jiu-jitsu this mountain lion.
No, I'm going to persistence hunt the shit out of this thing. I'm just going to chase it down.
With a mechanical pencil?
Yeah, no, just a pencil lead. Dude, I'm going to shove it in your eyeball.